Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. How are you this Monday night, March 26th? I am your minister, Sylvia Kaiser, your host for tonight, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser, whose birthday will be on the 29th. So I would like to say to him, happy pre-birthday. So for those of you all that joined us on tonight with Blog Talk, we are so grateful to have you. Sorry for the noise. I'm just moving around, so making sure I have everything in front of me that I need. We are here through On Sharpening Iron Ministries of Smile 3E every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depends on your time zone. So we will be going into the Word of God momentarily with the prophet of God that will be bringing forth the Word. I'm so excited to hear him on tonight, which you all know every Monday night, whoever our speaker is, I am excited to hear them, because one thing I do know, that the different men and women of God that speak on this Blog Talk are so in love with Jesus. They are so in love with our Father God that they will tell you that over and over and over, and they allow their life to put forth the effort to make sure you know who they serve, who they belong to, and where their priorities are, which is about our Father's business. So let's go into a moment of prayer before I bring on the man of God. I will be introducing him to some and presenting him to others. So if you would join me now in prayer. Father God, we would like to say, we come before you on today, God, asking you to forgive us of every sin we committed willingly, knowingly, and just unknowingly. Every sin that we committed with our eyes, with our hands, and in our heart, God. Even things that we've been performed in whichever way we did that was sinful in your sight, God. God, please allow us in our spirit to decrease that you may increase, God. Please let something that we do allow us to give you the glory, the honor, and all the praise. God, we just ask you to touch our families, keep them, touch our homes, keep our houses when we're in them, when we're out of them, touch our children, keep their minds focused and stayed on you. God, we just want to say, thank you for our job, that even though we know that it's not our total source, but we thank you for the resources that you have given us to be about your business. God, we just want to say thank you all today. Thank you for allowing us to make it through today. We want to say amen to that. We want to say, God, just touch every one of the speakers that is associated with this ministry, every man or woman of God that's associated with this ministry, every man and woman of God that is called, that will be joining this ministry. God, we would just say, you are our Father, you are our Lord, and you are our Savior. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you in every way. In Jesus' name, I believe these things are so. Amen. Man of God, are you on the line with us tonight?
Not yet.
Okay, so thank you, Apostle Alexis.
Did you verify with him already?
Yes, I did. He said he was going to be available. He was doing Blog Talk tonight. Yes, I did. So, assuming
okay.
that he's...
Well, he might just be running late.
I'm assuming that he's getting off work, getting posted, and ready for the come in and do the ministry. So,
amen.
I would like to know, is there anyone on the line that would like to give a quick testimony before the man of God will come forth?
The lines are open.
Well, I'm going to give a quick...
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Oh.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Minister Sheila. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I just wanted to thank who all is on tonight. I just wanted to thank the Father above and the Son, Lord Jesus, for another day of life, to celebrate and to joy his wisdom to inform me and fill me with more of his knowledge and love. I just want to just say hello to everyone and thank God for letting us be here to have another blog talk, to have another service, to learn more and to hear more of his word and to worship him more and to love ourselves among life through him, and to just say hello and to love everyone and just say thank the Lord for another day that he didn't have to give me, but I thank him, and I thank him every day when I open my eyes and tell him thank you, because I know I didn't have to be, because you say not yet, and I'm telling you I thank you and I thank you. I just want to say a lot of people, they just don't know. That's the first thing you should do when you open your eyes. If you get up in the middle of the night, lay back down, you should say, Lord, I thank you. I just treasure and love and thank the Lord for the life he has given me and through all the trials and tribulations that he brought me through and through my family, and to thank him for the ones I know and don't know, and to let them know without God, our Father and the Son, Jesus, we would not be. I just wanted to say thank him because I praise him daily, because I know I can be in a better shape if I listen to that devil instead of this glorious testimony of life, of love that I have through our Father God and the Son Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Sheila Kaiser. I just got word from the prophet that he's stuck right now. So I'm assuming that he has something going on. He said he'd give him about 10, 15 minutes. He will be on with us. Is there anyone else that would like to give us quick testimony?
Well, I thank God for the message that Apostle Sandra Thomas taught on yesterday. I mean, it just really blessed me. It was such an untimed word where she was teaching about us getting back to prayer, because so many times we try to do things man's way and we try to do things according to what we may have been taught. And so God actually used her to minister to me and to teach me that, yeah, there's a lot of things on my job that aren't going right, but it's because I was doing it man's way. And so a lot of times man teaches you how to handle people and how to handle situations and how to deal with situations, but God, nowhere in his word says to vent without ceasing. Nowhere in his word does it say to, you know, gossip or backbite without ceasing. Nowhere in his word does it say to get frustrated without ceasing, but it says to pray without ceasing. And so it really blessed me because it reminded me that so many of the people on my job claim to be Christians. And since we all claim to be Christians, we should walk into the place as the house of prayer, as each individual temple of the Holy Spirit. And so one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to chase. God says, you know, well, there's one or two gathered in his name, he's in the midst. So he reminded me that if he's not in the midst, then that means we haven't been gathered in his name. And so many times we afford that and then put that to, you know, church, but we forget it's for life. It's for in your home. It's for on your job. It's for everywhere you are. And so I really appreciate God to remind me that, yes, you may counsel some people and you may have to deal with people here and there, but the main question is, did you pray? Did you all pray? I mean, yeah, they tell you you can't mix church and state. What does that have to do with the fact that there should be power and agreement with the saints? And I think too many times we get to work and we turn into angst. and we forget that while we're at work, we're to be, you know, those same lights, that same salt. We're to take the salt with us wherever we go, and too many of us are taking off the salt and taking off the seasoning and taking out the light that God has given us when we get to work just because of the politics, because of the mindset, because of the racism, because of the sexism, because of the prejudice, because of the discrimination, because of whatever. But we really need to, of all places, be praying at work. We need to be praying in the classroom. There's a lot of stuff going on in the schools. They took prayer out of the schools, but there's people in the school that should be praying, praying before you there. Doesn't mean you got to lay down on your face at school and at your job. Doesn't mean you got to drop down to your knees, but you can pray in your heavenly language, in your heart. You can take that 15-minute break that you may use for a snack or a nap or a cigarette or a drink or to talk to your friends, to talk to God. And so we really have to get back to prayer. And I love that God used Apostle Sandra Thomas to remind us about that, because she didn't say anything about some of the things that God dealt with me about, but just because she said God told her to stir up people to get back to prayer. And it's like, it's a lot of people not living right in the church. It's a lot of people not doing stuff outside of the church. But how many of us are praying about it? I know we're talking about it. I know we're gossiping about it. I know we're tweeting about it. I know we're putting it on Facebook. I know we're putting folks' business out there, you know. But when was the last time we prayed? That's all I have.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Apostle Alexis Sawyer. I want to share my testimony. I recently went back to work after being off work since 2012 from having a stroke. And my job decided they was going to do like what the law say. They wasn't going to give me back my position, but they was going to give me a job. And I'm glad that I got a job, you know, so I'm going to just leave that right there. I have a job. But on my job, I didn't really know how to look at the different people that I was working with, because I remember some of the people before I got sick, the way they act and carried on and the things that they was doing. But just coming back to work, I've been back to work since March 5th. And I remember sitting in the lunchroom, the little break room, having lunch. It was a Monday. After the first week, no, I'll take that back. It was the first week of work, and it was a Thursday. And I remember this young man, I know him as Anthony. He's a union steward. And I saw him all, he had a Bible in his hand, and I kind of looked, and I said, I like that. So I didn't know what he was going to do, but all of a sudden, everyone that was in the break room, they all stood up and held hands, and they began to pray. So, of course, me being a Christian, and I'm saying, God, deliver me daily, I joined in, and he began to bring the word forth. And just to see him do this on the job, and just the boldness that he has, and just the excitement in his spirit when he talks about Jesus, when he talks about the word, he gets so excited. You know, and I just thank God that when I did go back to work and the department that they sent me in, that when I got there, the first thing I saw was that I was among not just Christians, but among people that was willing to get the word, have the word, speak the word, talk about the word, and pray. And that just blessed me so that every day I go to work with a smile. I look forward to Mondays and Thursdays because I know that they are going to have lunch and they're going to be praying and I could get in on it. And that just has blessed me so that it isn't business like usual, that you do have people in this place that are praying, that loves the Lord, that loves God, and that is praying for not just themselves but other people's souls. And like I say, just to know that this man of God is there, and he he's excited about the word, and he's bringing the word to the body of Christ and even to the ones that's not in the body of Christ. We have Muslims in the class, and we have everybody in there that is not saved, but everybody looks forward to this Monday and Thursday day, you know, Bible, like this prayer meeting that we have for like 40 minutes on our lunch break. And I just want to say thank God for that. That's what I, when I came back to work, that's what I have been involved with, people that's praying on the job. So to just touch and agree with you, Apostle Alexa Celia Kaiser, that's what we're doing on our job. So I want to say, I want to ask now, the man of God, Prophet, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much, Prophet. It is in your hands now, and I'm just excited to hear what you have to say on this evening.
All right. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for holding it down. Amen. And we have to do our duly duties, and we were at work, and normally we're done right at the time of Blog Talk Radio on Mondays. Amen. But just assisting and doing what we were doing, kind of held over just a little bit. But I'm grateful to God for another day, another opportunity to be on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We've missed a couple of weeks. It's been busy and doing the Lord's work and doing what we have to do as a husband and a father and a brother and a musician and so forth and so on. But I thank God that He is awesome. He is forever faithful. He forever looks out for us. Hallelujah. And I won't belabor the time. I thank God for Sister Renee holding it down for us, to Minister Brandon and Apostle Elect, to Apostle, my own mother, Apostle Sandra Thomas, and to our covering here in Florida, Apostle James Farmer Jr. Amen. I thank God for just the fivefold ministry in its entirety. I thank God because we're coming to a time where it's not about, well, we're in a time, I thank the Lord. We're in a time where it's not about your position. It's not about what denomination that you're in. It's not about your color. It's about kingdom. I'm on yesterday as we celebrated our church's anniversary. We climaxed yesterday with a beautiful woman of God who pastors a predominantly Hispanic church. She's a beautiful woman of God, and she began to sing in Spanish, and you could feel the presence of God, and it was so awesome because I, as an African-American young man, did not have any idea what she was saying, but I felt the presence of God, hallelujah, so strong and so adamant and so profusely in the words that she was singing. And I thank God because He reminded me, I am the God of every nation. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they try to do. I am the God of every nation. And I thank God for that, because sometimes we limit God to our environment, to our society, to our neighborhood, and to what we know and what we've been taught and those people that we are around. Hallelujah. But He's the God of China. He's the God of Japan. He's the God of Africa. He's the God of Cuba. He's the God of Italy. He's the God of France. Hallelujah. He's the God of every nation. My mother used to sing a song that said, "Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus. He's the lily, hallelujah. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star, sweet Jesus, hallelujah. Sweet Jesus, He's the God of every nation. Bless His name, hallelujah." And I want to thank God that He reaches beyond the knowledge of my language. He reaches, hallelujah, He reaches beyond the parameters of my neighborhood, hallelujah. He goes deeper, hallelujah, than the education of the books of my local school council, hallelujah. He's richer than the number of my bank account, hallelujah. He knows more, hallelujah, than my hookup. I bless Him today because He's an awesome wonder in my soul, hallelujah. I don't care where you know, I don't care who you know. I don't care how you do it or how long you've been doing it. There is nobody greater than him. There is nobody, hallelujah, that can do what he does. There's nobody who can say what he says. And I bless him tonight. And I give him glory because he's an awesome wonder. He's a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. I thank him tonight. Hallelujah. I begin to look at that woman of God as she begins to minister on yesterday. And sometimes in the church, and I've been preaching since I was 21, and Lord says the same, I'll be 38 this year. Hallelujah. And in 16 years of ministry, I have found out that sometimes church folk can have some of the meanest faces you ever want to see. They'll mean mug you and look at you crazy and look at you all kind of ways and what you're going to say, and you better do something to invest me. You better, you know, as if to say, you better entertain me or I'm going to shut down on you. Hallelujah. But I'm hoping that we're in a time, and I pray that the people of God come to a place where we're not trying to be entertained, where we're not trying to have our ego stroked or our emotions shrugged, but we come for a kingdom encounter. We come for an encounter with God to not seek his hand, but to seek his face. Hallelujah. Many times we only want to seek the hand of God because we only want what he can give us. We won't seek his face to understand who he is. We know the word of God, but we don't know the God of the word. And he's requiring that we get to know him, hallelujah, in his most inner ways, in his most deepest thoughts, hallelujah, that I may know him in the power of his might. And I'm excited today. I'm excited today because I want to know him. 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 I want to go real quickly to Exodus chapter 14. And for those who are listening, I hope you got time to do a little walking with me. Exodus chapter 14. And it says that the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp before Tahira, between Midgal and the Red Sea, before Bethsaphon. You shall encamp opposite by the sea. For Pharaoh will say to the Israelites, they are entangled in the land, and the wilderness has shut them in. I want to go down to the next verse, number 4. It says, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he will pursue them, and I will gain honor and glory over Pharaoh and all his hosts. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. And they did so. It was told to the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and that Pharaoh and his servants was changed towards the people. And they said, what is this we have done? We have let Israel go from serving us. Here it is, you find out that sometimes the situation that you've gotten out of, sometimes now want to come back and get a hold of you. They want to try to get back and reach at you. Thank you, Lord. I hear you talking. And God is saying, I have caused those things to come after you, to show you who I am. And sometimes we are complaining and we are worried and we are concerned, but we forget that the Bible says that all things work together for the good of them who God and are called according to his purpose. Week after week I come on and I remind us the fact that whatever you're going through it because God allowed it. There is nothing that happens to you as a believer that is happenstance. Hallelujah. You got to know for yourself that even my trouble has got to be anointed. Everything that I go through in my life has to be anointed because it has to push me to a place of purpose and destiny. And if whatever in my life is not causing me to get closer to God, I've got to eliminate it. If it doesn't cause you to hit your knees or to push your plate or to go into worship or to give him praise or to read his word, then you ought to eliminate it. Hallelujah. You'll find here that the enemy thinks he's got you trapped and in between a rock and a hard place. Here it is, go back and do a little research, you'll find out that the Israelites, at one point in time, before they even got to Egypt, were already in Canaan at one point in time. They were ordered from their promised land into a place of captivity. Now, God, why would you have me to leave a place that you promised me just to go into captivity? Because in church, we would have said that you had backslid. We would have said that you missed God. But God brought them to a place of potential bondage in order to make them great. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God put you in a position, hallelujah, for the devil to bother you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I said, God put you in a position for the enemy to bother you. He put you in a position to be agitated. He put you in a position to be bothered. God, why would you do that? I'm about to make your name great. Hallelujah. I'm about to make your enemies your footstool. And right now, where you are, your enemies don't know you. Hey, hallelujah. I'm about to put your name in the atmosphere. I'm about to cause those around you to know how great you are and to hate you. Hallelujah. God has designed a way to bring them to a place of trust and obedience. For many of us, God's pulling you out of your comfort zone because you don't trust him enough. You're not obedient enough. You're not willing enough. You don't have any, as my daddy would call it, stick-to-itiveness. Hallelujah. And sometimes you'll find out in a situation, Pharaoh only let the Israelites go because of the plague. And some of us only let some sin go in our lives because you were plagued with something. You only let it go because it was causing havoc in your life. You really didn't want to let it go. You really didn't want to change your life, but it was causing so much hell, you let it go. But God's bringing you to a place where you have no other choice but to let go, because I'm getting ready to kill it. Because the enemy's somewhere kicking himself because he allowed you to get away. But what he doesn't know is that it wasn't up to him, hallelujah, whether you got away or not. It wasn't up to him whether you be free. I promise you I won't be long tonight, hallelujah. And all of a sudden, Pharaoh changes his mind, and now he wants the Israelites back because that was the best thing he had ever had. It was the best thing he had good going on. And you better believe there are some people in your life who are mad they let you go, because once you got free and once you got saved and once you got delivered, they realized you were the best thing since sliced bread, baby. And it's just what it seemed like. You had got away. Here comes the very thing that you thought you got away from. And all of a sudden, my past is chasing me. You got to be very careful what kind of fear we allow to operate in our lives. Because sometimes we allow the fear of not knowing what tomorrow brings call us to go back to Egypt. Because that's what we know. That's what we're comfortable with. That's what we're used to doing. So God is trying to bring us to a place where we understand that we have to make sure for God I live and for God I die.
make sure you make up in your mind. I can't go back. Sometimes going back for some of us is too easy of an option. And God is trying to bring us to a place where turning back is not an option. But going back to where we came from can no longer be an option. And here's the funny thing. The Israelites never asked to be delivered out of Egypt. Some of us never asked God to do what he was doing. And what I love about God, he'll deliver you when you don't even know you need to be delivered. Prophet, why did you bring up the Israelites not asking God to deliver them? They had gotten so comfortable with living in slavery. They only wanted slavery to change. My God, that's heavy. And many of us are not asking me to be delivered. We're asking God to make our slavery comfortable. When God has said, I got something bigger, I got something better for you. Hallelujah. When God puts you in situations, he'll fight for you. Hallelujah. He puts you in a situation, hallelujah, just to fight for you. My God, hallelujah. He will allow you to sit back and watch him work on your behalf. He puts you in that position just to show off. I want you to know there's a difference between the things that God puts you in and there's a difference between the things that you put yourself in. No matter what we face, we have got to keep moving forward. The Israelites got about halfway through the Red Sea and decided, you know, hey, this is too much. I can't keep going. This is too long. Maybe we should have went back to you. Did you bring us in the desert to die? And many times the enemy gets us stuck because we're scared of tomorrow. We don't like yesterday, but we're scared of tomorrow. And the fear of tomorrow will cause you to compromise and go back to yesterday. It's when you move forward that God can get the glory out of what you're dealing with. We've got to keep moving, beloved, and keep moving forward so God can move things out of the way. And many of us have to move forward so that we can get out of God's way. Some of us, God's trying to clean up your history, but because you keep lying in it, he can't do anything with it. You're reading in the Bible, it says that God put an angel behind the Israelites so that he could lead them into safety. That's how we got that he became a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Hallelujah. He was exactly what we needed him to do, to lead us beyond where we didn't want to stay. Now, I'm trying to tell somebody, and I promise you, I'm almost done already. God's going to leave some of your enemies dead by the seashore. But I got to tell you, don't worry about what happens behind you. Many of us are too worried about what's happening behind us. You're too concerned about where you came from and not concerned enough about where you're going to. I know when it seems as though if I go forward, I'm going to drown. We used to sing a song in the church I grew up in. It says he didn't bring us this far just to leave us. teach us to swim and let us drown. He didn't build his home in us just to move away. He didn't lift us up to let us down. And I'm telling you, God has not brought you through one trial after another, one tribulation after another, hell and high water, fight death just to leave you right where you are. And sometimes, because we don't know what tomorrow holds, the only logic that we trust is to go back to what we already know. You have to make up in your mind, I'm going forward, and I believe that if God brought me here, hallelujah, he's going to make a way. If I'm here now, whatever I need, God is going to supply. Because that's why the scripture says, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. One of my favorite cartoon movies, Sister Renee, is a cartoon called Meet the Robinsons. In this particular cartoon, there's a young man. He's an inventor. And every time he makes a mistake or his inventions don't work, he gets sad. He gets, you know, he gets discouraged. He's worried. Hallelujah. But somehow or another, his future self made a time machine. He ends up going to the future and finding out that his future self, his motto is to keep moving forward. Hallelujah. I feel you, Holy Ghost. I believe your future self would tell you right now, keep moving forward. I know there are some disappointments and there are some heartaches and there are some circumstances, but I believe the 2018 Antoine of July 2018 of December 2018, Antoine would tell me right now, keep moving forward. Hallelujah. Anyone can succeed, but it takes real character to keep moving forward when you fail. Thomas Edison said, I didn't fail 1,000 times. I just found 1,000 ways to not make a light bulb. Hallelujah. I just came on tonight to encourage someone and tell them, keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. God's got a plan for your life. Hallelujah. This is not the end. Hallelujah. Your condition is not your conclusion. Don't you be tricked by what you see. Don't you be tricked by what you feel. Don't let the naysayers talk you out of promise and destiny. Keep moving. Hallelujah. You may have to cry along the way. You may have to shed some tears. You may lose some friends. They may talk about you. They may turn their back on you. But keep moving. Hallelujah. David said, I would have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I stopped by Blog Talk tonight to tell somebody, don't you stop moving. Don't you stop pressing. Don't you stop praying. Don't you stop fasting. Don't you stop singing. Don't you stop worshiping. Don't stop clapping. Don't stop waving your hand. Don't stop stomping your foot. Don't stop rocking. Don't stop believing. Don't stop praying. God's got it better for you. There's an expected end. Hallelujah. Behold, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Hallelujah. Don't you dare settle for the pit when God got a palace for you. Don't you cross your feet in that pit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Same prophet, I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask. I just wanted to be saved and go to heaven. But God said, I invested something greater in you. I invested something beyond what your eyes can see and what your ears can hear, because I have not seen and ear have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for you. Hallelujah. Don't you let the devil make you settle for Egypt. I got a land that flows with milk and honey. Don't you let your relatives, your friends, your BFF, your baby daddy, your baby mama, your sister, brother, cousin twice removed, your enemy, your hater, a devil in hell, make you settle for anything less than what God has already promised before you even got here. Hallelujah. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him tonight. I told you I wasn't going to be long. I just wanted to stop by and tell somebody. Hallelujah. Set your destination on greater. Hallelujah. Sometimes your GPS, when you get off course, your GPS will tell you, I'm rerouting. Hallelujah. If you get off course, it'll tell you, follow the designated route. Tell us, I want to tell somebody tonight, you may have got off course, but God will reroute you and follow the designated route. I've got a charge of keeping a God to glorify. I can't settle right here. My grace isn't for here. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord tonight. I pray this bless you. I pray it encourages you. I pray that you're empowered tonight. Hallelujah. Empowered to keep moving and do something better and reach beyond the break. Hallelujah. Reach beyond the break and hold on. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low. Be blessed tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving. For God I live and for God I'll die. Thank you, Prophet, for letting us know that God has a plan for our life. Thank you. I've been blessed on tonight to hear your word, to hear the word that God had put in your mouth, to hear the word that you had just spilt out and poured over us, to hear the word that you have let loose in our spirit. I thank God for what you're doing, for what you've done, and for the rest of what you're going to do each and every time you come on Blog Talk. I'm going to ask Apostle-elect Cecilia to open the line so that anyone that's on the line to just speak into the man of God's life, to just let him know how you were blessed on tonight, how this word has got down in your spirit and has excited you. Apostles, the lines are open. The lines are open. Feel free to speak into the man of God's life.
Yes.
Good evening. Good evening. Excuse me if I'm cutting anyone off. Speaking on your comment, but all I wanted to say, this is Sheila, and all I want to say is to my cousin, Prophetess Antoine Thomas, that I thank you and I thank you and I thank you for that message, because that's what we all need to do. Keep going, look forward, and don't worry about what's behind you, because that's the thing, is behind you. Concentrate and thank the Lord and keep going forward. And the word, don't worry about the behindness. Just thank him for the blessings that you are walking forward into. I want to thank you for that word, and I really appreciate it. And everyone have a safe, blessed evening.
Thank you, Minister Sheila. Is there anyone else? I heard someone else beginning to speak. Go ahead. The lines are open.
Okay, while the person that was getting ready to speak is holding on, this is Celia. I just want to say, Prophet, I thank you so very much. I thank you, thank you, thank you. It just seems like the word that Apostle Sandra Thomas shared on yesterday and then the word that you shared on tonight just really was an on-time word for me. For those of you who don't know, I'm in school, and so because I'm in school, sometimes you can start looking behind you going, maybe I should have did this then, I should have did that then, but like you said, we just got to keep going, we just got to keep focused, we just got to keep going ahead, and just know that God is doing what he does, and I'm even grateful for the things that I don't understand that's occurring on my job, but I know that I know without a doubt that God is in control of it. And so I always remember the message that your mom, Apostle Sandra Thomas, taught years ago that still blesses me. I'll accept what God allows. And so I am learning how to accept what he allows and to lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways to acknowledge him. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Awesome word. I needed it.
Apostle Elect, thank you so much for speaking into the man of God's life. Is there anyone else that would like to speak at this time?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, this is Dan. I'm calling from Bradenton, Florida. Yes, I would just like to say that you're not alone, and that's a really encouraging message that our prophet has for us tonight, and it's just really, really encouraging for me because it seems like sometimes we're walking this road alone, but we're not alone. And just to remember that Jesus is with us. That's all I have.
Well, we thank you so much for your words of encouragement to the man of God. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the man of God on tonight? Okay, well, I want to say again, Prophet, thank you for ending this month with such a powerful word to keep moving forward, even though we know new month is coming upon us in a couple of days. We will be celebrating Easter. We will be having a Resurrection Sunday. We will be some will be going to show off their new suits, and hopefully some will have a new suit of a spiritual enlightenment, a spiritual awakening. We're just hoping that whoever heard the word on tonight that would share the word with someone to let them know that God has a plan for your life. Don't get stuck in Egypt. I like what you said, that God will deliver you when you ain't even asked to be delivered. I thank God for that. Oh, my God, that was so powerful to know that even when I didn't even ask to be delivered, God said, I'm going to deliver you anyway because you need to be delivered. I just thank you, man of God, for your excitement. I thank you for your I don't know no other way to put it, just tonight, just what you did with not being before us long. You put a lot out there and put a lot in what you were saying that really did, it did work for me. You know, I'm going to be selfish with that and say it worked for me. I received the word on tonight with my whole heart. So I'm going to ask one more time, is there anyone that would like to say anything to the man of God before we go into our closing remarks? Okay, well, I would like to say we will be back next Monday, which will be the first Monday of the month of April. I would like to remind you all about, don't forget to call in to Blog Talk on Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time or 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depending on your time zone, for our very own Elder Kathy Kendall, where God Still Heals. Don't forget every Sunday morning at 8:30 Eastern Time. And we will be with Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser with Let's Talk. And I'm going to ask the pastor to pray us out.
Your will. Oh, people of God, I'm just And just my final remark, I heard the man of God say that sometimes it feels like you're alone. Man of God, let me just tell you this real quick. There are times that God would order you to walk by yourself in order to have intimate time with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes the more people that we have around us, the easier it is for us to be distracted.
Right.
Whether we are alone, whether there are people around us, God, if you're ordering my steps and I am alone, it's because you want me to be. Because there is a time that sometimes God wants to silence the things around us, that we only hear the sound of his voice.
Right.
All right? So people of God, no matter what you go on, whether it be by yourself or whether it be a group of people, whether it's just you and yourself, keep moving forward. Father, we give you praise and we give you honor tonight for what our eyes have seen and for what our ears have heard, most importantly, for what our spirit has received. Father, I pray that this word be empowering tonight to cause us to move forward. And we forget those things which are behind us and we press toward the mark for the prize of the higher call. Because old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And for that we give you glory, for that we give you honor. Father, you arise and let your enemies be scattered. Calls us to be a light that sits up on the hill, the salt of the earth, epistles read of all men. And we will give your name all of the glory, the honor, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. For seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we want to tell you all, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Stay blessed, stay prayerful, and seek God every day with your whole heart. And we're looking forward to hearing from you next Monday when we come back with the word of God. Amen. Good night, everyone.